It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Republicans take control of the House tomorrow when the new Congress is sworn in. One of the first items on their to-do list is to try to undo one of the Democrats' signature achievements of the last Congress, the sweeping overhaul of the health care system. The Republicans are already planning a vote on repealing that law for next week. NPR's Julie Rovner takes a look at how that could play out.
Incoming House Majority Leader Eric Cantor doesn't mince any words when it comes to Republicans' plans for the new health law.
You will see the Republican-led House put a bill across the floor that will call for a full repeal of the Obama health care bill. That will be one of the first things that we will do.
And when that vote comes, which could be one of the first acts of the new Congress, it's expected to pass with overwhelming, possibly even unanimous Republican support. But while House Republicans are likely to hail it as a major victory and campaign promise kept, it's unlikely to get far in the Senate, which remains controlled by Democrats. So, says Cantor, House Republicans will then turn to Plan B.
We will intend to work with the House committees to make sure that we can delay and defund the Obamacare bill.
But again, House Republicans can't act alone, and even delaying or defunding it won't be easy.
I think that the president and the Senate will resist that.
That's Henry Waxman. He's the top Democrat on the House Energy and Commerce Committee and a leading backer of the new law. He says that because of the way the law is written, about the only way House Republicans can deny funding to implement it is by forcing a shutdown of the entire federal government.
If they want to get things into stalemate, I don't think that that's going to make them popular with the American people.
The last time Republicans forced a government shutdown in the mid-1990s, the public objected. Instead, voters sided with then-President Bill Clinton. Which is why, despite many Democrats' hopes, Republicans probably won't do that. Still, Republicans do have other tools they can use, says Michael Cannon of the Libertarian Cato Institute, particularly the power that comes with gaining control of congressional committees.
They can do a series of congressional hearings and commission reports about particular aspects of this law. They can look into the behavior of the administration, both during the congressional debate and since the law's enactment.
But Democratic Congressman Waxman says he's looking forward to the GOP hearings. He says they might actually be just what the law needs to build public support rather than tear it down.
I think a series of hearings would be a good thing because it will educate the Republicans who didn't pay any attention to the bill while it was going through the Congress. And I think the public, the more they hear about this bill, the more they're going to like it.
Of course, that's what Democrats have been saying since the law passed. Drew Altman, president of the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation, says the next couple of years will represent a race of sorts between the people who want to get the law implemented and those who want to see it repealed.
Because the benefits of the law are largely popular, and once the insurance reforms and the tax credits and all the benefits of the legislation are in place and benefiting not just the 30 million people who directly get a Medicaid expansion or a tax subsidy, but also their family members and their friends who see the benefits of the law, then it's going to be much harder for the critics of the law to roll it back.
But that won't happen until 2014. In the meantime, even if Republicans can't do much to change the law now, Altman says they have a good reason to keep hating it. It keeps their otherwise fractious party unified and looking ahead to the next election.
Certainly a considerable element of this is political positioning for 2012 and keeping the right revved up because the law is unpopular with the political right.
Indeed, while the public as a whole remains split roughly down the middle on whether the health law should stay or go, Republicans are overwhelmingly against it, which is a key reason why trying to make the law go away remains near the top of the new Republican House agenda. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.